Welcome to my podcast. This podcast is called Doula Club. My name is Bonnie Silva, and I will be your host. Enjoy the ride. Hey, everybody. Welcome back. My name is Bonnie Silva. I am your podcast host. This is Doula Club. And today, I actually wanted to talk about how or why we get hired. Like, not the specific reason we get hired, but the why they chose you or I to be their doula. Either if it's a postpartum doula, birth doula, or just taking care of their kid as a newborn care specialist, or even just a babysitter. Like, why did they hire you? You know, there's so many people out there that they could hire, and they chose you specifically. You know, I always come up with that question always comes up in my head whenever I am at a birth or whenever I am finishing a birth, and I'm thinking to myself, like, I wonder why they hired me, because none of the births that I've attended were the same, like, at all. And I'm talking about, like, ethnicities, like, financial background, or, like, neighborhoods, the interaction of the couple and how they are in their marriage. None of it is the same. And so it's vastly interesting, like, so peculiar to me on why they chose me. I've had a lovely woman once. She has the pronouns of she, her. She asked me, well, she hired me because of I looked like super different than her, you know, especially because of her religious background. She hired me because she almost felt like I was her alter ego, which I was very like, I was like, oh, well, thank you very much. And some people have hired me just solely based on my experience. I do have VBAC experience. I've attended a couple of C-sections. I have natural vaginal birth experience with clients where they have birthed at a birthing center, home birth, hospital birth. So, I mean, I have, like, quite a bit of the extensive experience in regards to, like, all of the different types of births that exist, except for breech. I would love to attend a breech birth. I would love to do that. So I'm always fascinated, you know, like, especially when the couple can be very, like, very anal in the way they do things and how they operate. And then they hire me, which I'm, like, not at all anal. Like, I like my things the way I like my things. And, I mean, in my apartment, for example, it's not a messy apartment. Everything has its place, and I hate clutter. But I'm not, like, anal retentive by, I mean, I have my pet peeves, of course, but, like, I'm not anal retentive. So, like, I'm always fascinated why a couple would hire me. Maybe it's how my laid-back attitude, maybe it's the energy that I bring into the room, you know? And I think that when it comes to clients hiring us, we sometimes shouldn't be overthinking about it, really. I think that in general, it's very interesting of how a couple that's so different that you probably wouldn't even be friends with them, really. Some clients, or a lot of clients, like, you probably would never, they would never be in your social group, but they chose you for a specific reason. And again, it could be the way you dress. Like, it could be the way I dress. You know, I like to wear overalls. And, you know, I have, like, a kind of, I wouldn't say androgynous by any means, because I do like my pinks and my purples, and I do like girly stuff, whatever girly stuff means to you. It could mean different to me, but I like, you know, a little bit of glitter and sparkle, but I also like dark tones as well. So I like to mix both, you know. I would say that I am a cross between a very sparkly, clean punk or grunge. It would be like a sparkly, clean, grunge punk girl, in a way, kind of. So, and then I have tons of tattoos and purple hair, you know, and I have glasses. So people could hire me because of my looks. People could hire me because of the extensive experience that I have. Or maybe it's just how I just sit down and nod and listen. But it's always incredibly peculiar to me. And, you know, when I am at the birth, at being their doula, I try to be very cautious of when to give them space. I think that's also really important, is to know when to give them space. A lot of people think, like, what do you mean give them space? What does that mean to you? I have literally left the room sometimes. Like, I have sometimes said to the couple, you know what? I'm going to give you guys a moment. I'm going to go get some lunch, walk around, and come back. And sometimes it'll be like half an hour. And sometimes, like, the couple needs that. You know, you have to be very intuitive and just take a step back and really observe the room. Observe how your clients are together. And I think that that's one of also the reasons why they hire you, is to really, because they are trusting you, that your intuition and your sixth sense is more heightened than theirs, and that you will know when to take these cues. I've attended a very tough birth a couple of months ago, actually. And I don't want to go into details about what the birth entitled and what happened and whatnot, but it lasted for almost 3 days. Again, I'm not going to tell or spill any confidentiality, but there have been moments where I literally asked everybody to leave the room just to give the couple a moment, or where I stayed in with the couple in the room, but I, you know, kind of was in the background. I kind of blended in with the background, which is why I also, when it comes to birth, I also like to wear very neutral colors. You know, when we go to prenatals, when, you know, I see them after the birth at the postpartum sessions, I'll do me how I do me. Like, I'll dress myself in my very interesting colorful band shirts or overalls or whatever the hell I want to wear. But I always try to be very I try to be very aware of what I'm wearing when I'm going to a birth. I try to wear very comfortable clothes, first of all. Very comfortable clothes, but also clothes that are a little bit more neutral, not that are loud. You want to be able to blend in with the background when you want to blend in. And you want to be able to not be the center of attention. That's not you. It's not your time. It's not your place. And that's why I do what I do in regards to be able to wear neutral clothes, but also allow myself to step out when I feel like the couple needs a moment. You know, either if it's an excuse to get a coffee, which a lot of 99% of the time it's not an excuse, I really need the coffee, but, or just get food, you know, I think that's really important too. And understand that your intuition is super important. Either if you're a doula that doesn't believe in holisticness, or if you're a doula that is all about the flowers and the plants, you know, your job is to really have that intuition. Either if you believe it in or not, like, that's why they hired you. It's to observe those cues. It's to maybe tell the doctor, be like, thank you for that information. Can you please give us a moment so we can think about it? You know, or just nudge the dad or the mom or the birthing partner or the partner to do that. That's, you know, one of the main ideas of what giving space is. That's the whole role of giving space, that term, you know. So I hope I clarified that, or maybe I didn't, I don't know, but that's what it means to me. Talking about knowing when a couple is gonna hire you, and how they hire you, and why they hire you, and then let's talk about how, when you don't want a couple to hire you, and you don't want to work with them for many reasons. It could be because they decided to take upon themselves to edit your contract, which that's kind of fucked up. Or maybe it's because of the way one of the partners talked to you. Or maybe it's because of when you went to their house and you saw how their apartment looks and you saw some red flags right there. You know, I've had to, unfortunately, walk away from some clients. Yeah, believe it or not, I actually have. And I did, and I will sometimes do in the future, because there are sometimes reasons why you don't want to hire, when you don't want to get hired by somebody. It could be the fact that, you know, they, you felt diminished and disrespected in the most simplest way, but it could be a red alert for something in the future. It could be of how you walk into their house for like a meet and greet and they don't even offer you a glass of water. That kind of tells me a lot. I think that if you, for example, go into somebody's house for a meeting and they don't offer you anything, it could be a glass of water. They don't have to offer you champagne with like strawberries at the bottom. Like, I'm not saying that. I'm like, or you know what I mean? Like, I'm not saying that. I'm saying like, it's New York City. It takes about an hour for you to get anywhere. And if they don't offer you a moment to go to the bathroom and wash your hands and go and take a piss in a glass of water, then like, come on. We're not in France or in Europe where they have beautiful sanitary public toilets, okay? We're in New York City. That does not exist. So it's very important in the cues that you should get, be very in tune with them. Because if I go to a client's house and they give me a weird look when I ask to go to the bathroom, I'm gonna like look for other cues even more closely on why maybe we shouldn't be working together. I think it's awesome when clients have pets. It tells me a lot. It tells me that, oh, you did step one. That's actually what most of the time, actually all the time, that I say, because it's like, oh, you have a pet. You know how to take care of something else besides you. You know, that's super important to me. If they don't have a pet, that's fine. I've had a lot of clients that didn't have pets, but the ones that I've connected a lot more were the ones that sometimes had pets. I also think that it's really sweet, and it tells me a shit tons of lot when I come over to maybe the first prenatal and they have a little, like, a little spread. I think that's so sweet. I mean, you know, hey, girl, this girl likes to eat. But, yeah, I'm not expecting Easter dinner when I come over for a prenatal. But it is so sweet, thoughtful, and considerate when you come over for, like, an hour or two prenatal session to talk about the birth of their child, to talk about their feelings and their anxieties. And they have, like, little bites to eat. I think that's so nice, you know? It just makes things so much more comfortable. You can literally relax. And it just tells me a lot when you come for a prenatal and they don't even offer you a glass of water. It's just like, God damn. So yeah, it's really interesting. I've had a client that I sensed they wanted to hire me. I thought that the wife was great. They sent me back a contract unsigned, but all sorts of, like, written all over, scribbled all over, and I was just like, no, this isn't arts and crafts. This was a contract. This was something that I worked hard on, you know, either if it had some grammar mistakes or not, that's very minimal to the work that I'm going to be doing for you after you have your baby. So if there was some grammar mistakes, you should have written an email to me. If there was something on the contract that you didn't like, you should have written an email to me. Not do arts and crafts and stick figures on a contract that I worked really, really hard for. So that's also a thing. You know, as a doula and as an infant care specialist, as a babysitter, trust and instincts comes sometimes with time, comes with experience, and that's okay if you don't feel confident enough to say that you have those things. I am very aware of my environment, and I think that the instincts and the experience that I have, they came with time. They came with trusting my doula community, either if it's online, either if it's in person, either if it's on the phone, and also venting those questions, venting those frustrations. And I think that you should do the same. I think that you should be vocal. Again, don't coil yourself up with questions. Open yourself up and actually ask them, because you'd be surprised. Some people might know half of the question, half of the answer, or they might ask somebody else. And then all of a sudden you start building a community that wants to answer those questions for you. Instincts, trust them. They come with time. I am always learning and I am always experiencing things. And I will bid you adieu and say thank you so much for listening. Sometimes I talk a little too much and I apologize. But I'm going to walk my dog in a minute. And I am going to work at the concert venue tonight. And I'm waiting for 3 more births. So I want to say, don't stress yourself out. Life is too short. And have an amazing day. Bye.